Syria has begun the process of dismantling its chemical weapons arsenal. The deal was arranged by Russia, and the process of destroying the weapons is set to begin. Syrian President Bashar Assad, however, is concerned about the safety of the weapons inspectors, as foreign-backed insurgents still push for a U.S. military strike.
Initially, no, we don't see any problems. But as I said, if these terrorists are ordered by some country to take action against the inspectors to prevent them from doing their job with the goal of blaming the government of Syria, and as you know, these terrorists move around, they're not just in one place, so this remains a possibility. But so far, it's just a possibility. That's the situation until the inspectors arrive.
Russia has now come to the aid of Syria and plans to guard the sites where the weapons are being destroyed. That was already announced by Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybkov. Several weeks ago, a UN weapons inspection team was targeted by snipers, leading many to suspect that some forces in the country did not want the inspectors to successfully carry out their work. Russia also made clear that the weapons should be destroyed in Syrian territory and not in another country. The five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council met on Wednesday to discuss the Syrian crisis. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has urged a peaceful resolution of the Syrian conflict. He has stressed the importance of negotiations as well.
Military victory is an illusion. The only answer is a political settlement. I appeal to the government of Syria and the opposition and excellencies. I appeal to all those in this hall with influence over them to make Geneva II conference happen.
Many are hoping that future negotiations and the dismantling of the chemical weapons arsenal can lead to a peaceful resolution of the Syrian conflict. Caleb Maupin, Press TV, New York.